The next day was even hotter, but Big Kells came wearing the same broadcloth coat. His face was red and shining. Nell told herself she didn't smell graff on his breath. And if she did, what of it? 'Twas only hard cider, and any man might take a drink or two before going to hear a woman's decision. Besides, her mind was made up, or almost. Before he could ask his question, she spoke boldly, as boldly as she was able, anyhap. My boy reminds me that a rope slipped in church can't be unslipped. Big Kells frowned, although whether it was the mention of the boy or the marriage loop that fashed him, she could not tell. Aye, and what of that? Only, will you be good to Tim and me? Aye, good as I can be. His frown deepened. She couldn't tell if it was anger or puzzlement. She hoped for puzzlement. Men who could cut and chop and dare beasts in the deep wood often found themselves lost in affairs like this, she knew. And at the thought of Big Kells lost, her heart opened to him. Set your word on it? She asked. The frown eased. White flashed in his neatly trimmed black beard as he smiled. Aye, by watch and by warrant. Then, I say yes. And so they were wed. That is where many stories end. It's where this one, sad to say, really begins.